USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two more planes carrying Americans from China are arriving back in the United States. They'll stop at Travis Air Force Base in California, where they will be screened for the coronavirus. Dr. Jennifer McQuiston with the CDC.
While under quarantine, each passenger will have symptom checks multiple times a day. And if anyone is found ill, they're going to be immediately transported to a local hospital for isolation with conditions that will help prevent spread.
There are now 61 cases of the virus aboard a cruise ship off Japan. The death toll from the virus is now 636. President Trump's lawyers want to put the brakes on a lawsuit filed by an advice columnist who's accused him of raping her in the 1990s and is now seeking DNA as possible evidence. They argued that E. Jean Carroll's defamation suit is extensive and burdensome. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Democratic National Committee Chair Tom Perez's frustration with the Iowa caucus process was clear during an appearance on MSNBC. He said even the Iowa State Party Chairman agrees a re-canvass may have to occur.
The party chair has acknowledged that, he's apologized for that, and we've worked together over the last few days to fix the challenges. And I'm very relieved that we now have 90% or 100% reported.
Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders both have 10 national delegates. Seven Democrats will be debating tonight in New Hampshire ahead of their Tuesday primary. A powerful storm has ripped through the southeast, killing at least four people.
Our whole patio's gone. I started crying. I thought, oh my God, we are so blessed that it didn't destroy the house.
That lucky lady in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, almost 150,000 homes and businesses have no power. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto-pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
More backlash over the president's State of the Union address on Tuesday. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
During her weekly press conference, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is continuing to blast President Trump over his State of the Union address.
We will not allow any president to use that Capitol, that chamber of the House of Representatives, of the People's House, as a backdrop for him. Now, all presidents have guests, constant guests. That was not a State of the Union. That was a state, his state of mind.
The California Democrat also is slamming Republicans who were chanting four more years. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The Bureau of Land Management has approved new management plans for two national monuments in Utah that have been reduced by the Trump administration. The three management plans affect the reduced Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante monuments, as well as 900,000 acres removed from the staircase, and permits more drilling, mining, and cattle grazing in the areas. Various groups have sued to invalidate President Trump's order to reduce the monuments, which was established by former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. Last year, a federal judge declined a Justice Department motion to have the lawsuits dismissed, and the Interior Department has received criticism for issuing the plans with the litigation ongoing. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.